Well, howdy, guys. And you remember the attempted assassination of Donald Trump? Of course, some people say it was fake and rigged. Yeah, same sort of people who say we didn't land on the moon. And we all kind of saw how incompetent the security team were. I mean, it was a kind of a clown show, wasn't it? And apparently 6 agents, including this femon here, have been suspended between 10 to 42 days. What good is that going to do? They were supposed to be highly trained and competent, and it was obviously they weren't. They're going to be suspended, maybe retrained, with pay. They all should be removed from that sort of detail and put somewhere else. Somewhere of less importance. People tend to forget somebody died that day. Oh yeah, of course, it was all fake and set up. Ask this guy's wife. And the only reason why more people weren't hurt or killed is just pure luck. And the head of the agency, the director, was this femon here. And the first thing she said when she got into the position, she was going to get more femons in. You know, the typical, feminize it. And when she was questioned in the House committee, or wherever it was, she didn't answer any questions at all. And typical femon, she took no responsibility or accountability. She finally had to resign. But you see, this is what you get when you get femons into this sort of position. They make it all about them, not what's best for the organization. And of course, she wasn't suited for that position. They're trying to put femons into positions they don't really belong. They're not suited for. They're trying to put a square peg in a round hole. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. And here's another news item that was in the UK. Now, this happened in Manchester Airport. And just a warning, it's a big graphic. There is a video, but I won't play it here, but I'll put it in the link. This is a guy who actually punched a femon police officer and actually broke her nose. And of course, now she needed some assistance. You see, the thing is that femons in other countries aren't held in such high esteem. They're not treated like queens and princesses. But now the police have to deal with the situation as well as this femon. And that's what the problem is with femons being put into police force at the pointy end. They're going to get hurt, or get somebody else hurt, because they're not suited for that type of job, not mentally or physically. And of course, we've all seen those simple traffic stops, where a femon has been stopped, and she escalates the situation until it's an arrestable offence. Why? Because they don't know the laws? Of course they do. But the laws don't seem to apply to them. They're special. Actually, they're just damn arrogant. And I've seen many times where femon's police officers in this country don't come along and calm the situation down. They escalate it. Square peg, round hole. And of course, there was a big drive in the UK to get more femons in the police force and promote them. The UK police force is a laughingstock of the world now. It's been feminized. Throughout history, males have been more suited for more types of jobs than femons have. That's just the way it is. Those are facts. And we've all seen the results of putting femons in places they're not really suited for. And of course, we've all seen the results. But we're not supposed to say anything about it. That's misogyny. I mean, you put an entitled, arrogant person into a position of authority that has a strong trait of not wanting to take any accountability or responsibility. What could go wrong? Anyway, guys, you've got 2 news items for the price of 1 there. But they're all in the same vein, aren't they? Remember, femons can do anything a man can do, and they can do it better. I'm sorry. I don't see that at all. Do you? You take it easy, guys.